Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the word of God, episode 9, Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful. The word of God is alive. For the logos of God is a living thing. I'll come to that logos portion. So we're saying that the word is alive, and then I've dealt with alive, which is living, and now we are on the word, which is powerful. When God wanted to do the most powerful miracle on all in all the earth, you know the most powerful miracle? When God was going to become a man. God was going to become a man. How was God going to become a man? How was it going to happen? God sent an angel, Angel Gabriel. Oh, it's because it was Angel Gabriel. That angel is a powerful angel, very, very powerful in the hierarchy of God. Who told you? That is not because of that. No. Angel Gabriel came on the earth to do nothing but to do only one thing. What did he do? He came to a woman, a virgin, a little girl who was engaged, who was called Mary, Virgin Mary. And when he came, what did he do? Oh, Angel Gabriel brought lightning and thundering, and the earth shook, and there was smoke, and little angels were flying all over. Who told you it's not true? Read the account in Luke chapter 1, and you will see what happened. You will see what happened. Luke 1:28, and the angel came in unto her and said, so the angel came in, she was in there, and the angel came and said, hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, Luke 1 from 28, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. See, so we always read this during Christmas time, or often read this if you go to any church that would do the Christmas carol and all that. You have this recited. But the powerful thing, we are talking about the word of God being powerful, is that in Angel Gabriel's mouth, was all that was needed for that miracle to happen to Mary. It was the word of God in Angel Gabriel's mouth. The word of God in his mouth. That was it. That was it. That was it. The word of God in Angel Gabriel's mouth. It was no lightning. It was no thunder. If fire could come, oh God, let fire. No. It was the word. What is more powerful? What is more fiery than the word? That's why the disciples said, no wonder our hearts did burn when we heard on the way to Emmaus. No wonder our hearts did burn when we heard him talking. When Jesus came to talk to them. What is more thundering than the word? What can shake more than the word? So when Angel Gabriel was coming all the way from heaven, he had words. He had words. It was words he came with. So then angel said, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give unto him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And as of his kingdom, there shall be those words. Like you saying, the Lord is my shepherd. Like you saying, I, Olivia Kofi Opata, who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, I abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I say of the Lord, you are my refuge, you are my fortress, you are my God. In you I trust. Surely you've delivered me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Oh, you've covered me with your feathers, and under your wings do I trust. Your truth is my shield and buckler. I'm not afraid. That is it. That is it. That is where the power is. The power is when the word of God is in your mouth and you, yes, you, when you are speaking that word, when you are speaking that word in faith, saying it, knowing that what is coming out of my mouth is full of power. Today, what I need, the power I need to work on this thing is in my mouth. The power to bring this thing to an end is in my mouth. The power to turn my marriage around is in my mouth. The power to turn my finances around is in my mouth. Power. So the angel Gabriel released that power. He didn't bring lightning. He didn't bring thunder. No, he didn't bring fire. What did he bring? The word of God. You are blessed by